Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health coach, nurse, certified fitness trainer, educator, author, and speaker. With 2016 behind us and 2017 just starting, who would not like to achieve optimal health? Or who would love to achieve optimal health, meaning getting to a point where your body, mind, and finances are all healthy? How would you feel once you reach this goal or these goals and you know you are doing great, you are healthy, and you balance your finances? Would you give it a shot knowing you cannot fail, only learn and get better at it? Wow, and I just see that my transcript went black. So I'm sorry, I'm going to wing it because I know what I want to say. First, let's start the mind. What is a healthy mind? And I can tell you what we know and what we research has confirmed is that a person can be physically healthy. They can be at an ideal weight, eat right, and exercise. But if they are overstressed, unhappy, or unfulfilled, this can affect their overall health and well-being. That's quite a mouthful and that's quite deep. But it all has to do with that because our mind is so powerful. Remember in previous studies I have, or in previous shows I have mentioned that 75%+ of all illnesses are a result of us having stress or some mental issues, whatever. It doesn't always have to be something really serious, but it can be enough to actually change our lives. Having a healthy mind and being mindful that we need to care for ourselves in this way is an important habit of health. When we refer to having a healthy mind, we talk about organizing your life around matters most. So that is a main key. To learn to organize our lives around what matters most. So that's the part about the healthy mind that I want to stress today. Let's go to the healthy body. What does that entail? Well, a healthy body has to do with healthy weight. What is healthy weight? Well, I had a BMI chart in there that actually shows you where you enter your height and your weight, and it shows you what your BMI, your body mass index is, in which category you are, underweight, good weight, or obese, and it kind of guides you a little bit. It's not something that is concrete for everybody exactly the same, because it does take age, activity levels, and all that into consideration, or sometimes it's lacking it, depending on which BMI chart you're going for. So use common sense, and always, when in doubt, check with your doctor. I can tell you, just from personal experience, what happened with me. Beginning of 2016, I was 178 pounds. For 5'1", that's pretty darn obese. That was me. I had a lot of injuries and stuff. Well, that was 2016. Today, we're in 2017. I'm at 137. I dropped a little bit over 40 pounds, and I'm still going strong. A pound, pound and a half to 2 pounds a week. Nothing crazy, but very steady and consistent. And I have never felt as good as I feel now in every aspect of life. Body, mind, and even the finances are getting much better. So it makes a huge difference on how we feel. So check this out, and it has, you know, the weight is not only related to what we eat. It's also related to some other things. Eating first. How often do you eat a day? What do you eat a day? How much do you eat each day? Those are all questions we really need to look into. And actually, the best way to identify where we're doing good and where we can improve is by journaling what we do. So eating healthy, what I've learned for me personally, and I know many other people who are saying the same and have experienced the same, is eating 6 times a day, every 2.5, maximum 3 hours, a little bit, smaller portions. Make sure that your carbohydrates and proteins are balanced. And like I have 5 little fuelings or little meals that are around 100 calories each. And I have one that's called the green and lean where I eat protein and green veggies and stuff. And I love it. And I feel so good and so clear in my mind, something I had not experienced in quite a long time. So having said that, that's about the eating. So important that we eat more often smaller meals. And why is it important? Well, looking at the diabetic, and I told you guys before, my father-in-law was a very, very bad diabetic. So the more we fed him, the more regularly with smaller meals, the more it stabilized his blood sugar. So I started doing the same. And my blood sugar, NPO, which means that's after a night's good rest in the morning before I eat anything or do anything, when I take my blood sugar, it has come down nicely. I'm almost back to normal. And I was never on insulin or anything. I'm not saying leave it out. I always say check with your doctor. Make sure you did the right thing for you. However, eating more regularly, smaller meals, does help you balance your blood sugar and your because then it's not spiking up and collapsing down and everything else, but it's going to be more balanced again. So that's a good one. Healthy motion, oh my, it does not mean you have to run a marathon. It means, however, walk wherever you can, move. Move your arms, move your legs, move your entire body. Even if you have to stand in one spot, you can still move. You can do something. Even mental movement helps a lot. I know of a athlete. He got injured shortly before the Olympics, and everybody said he's going to be out. There's no way he can compete because he won't have the strength. Well, he proved them all wrong because he did a lot of mental exercising every day. He pictured himself doing his activities for the sport that he had chosen. He pictured himself at the starting point and at the ending point. He saw himself on the, the steps 1, 2, 3, where they get the medals. He saw himself as a gold medalist. And he actually was able to start training again just a month or so before the Olympics, something like that. And he won because he was ready. He saw himself being there and doing it. And I go, wow, this is awesome. So that was the motion for him. He just really pictured it and did what he could do till he was healed physically. And mentally, he was always there. And so he was able actually to make it. We can too. If at work we cannot get up and run around or jog around or jump up and down and do some jumping jacks or whatever, we can mentally prepare our body for our daily physical activities. go for a walk, park a little bit away from the front door so you can walk to the parking lot, take the stairs instead of taking the elevator for everything. Those are all activities that help you improve your health. Healthy sleep, another big one. Did you know that I found out through research that every hour slept before midnight counts twice as much as every hour slept after midnight? I noticed that when I go to bed at 10 or just a little bit before and I'm asleep by 10, between 10 and 12, I sleep so deeply. I don't hear anything. I am just really relaxed. And then I sleep till 6 or 7 because I need my 8 to 9 hours to feel very good about my body and being relaxed and everything else. Some people need a little bit less. It all depends on age, activity, health. So, you know, when in doubt, if you don't know what you really need, check with your doctor. As I said, I'm not a doctor. I was a nurse. But that does not give me the right to prescribe anything. That's why the disclaimer, please check with your doctor before you do anything that could harm you. I want your best. I have your best interest at heart in everything I do. And what I recommend are just recommendations that worked for me. So when in doubt, always check with your doctor. So sleep really well. Hydrate really well. The more water you drink each day, at least half of your body weight, preferably 100 plus ounces each day. That's going to help you. Stress reduction is another one. And you know, I have talked about stress before, and I found this very interesting because it really has to do with a healthy body. The less stress we have, the healthier we are. And I am in the process of writing a little book called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book About Stress, 15 Ways to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. It is not out yet, but it will be hopefully by mid-year or sooner. And I will definitely let you know. If you're interested in finding out more about it or about other things that I've been suggesting, send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com or call me, text me, or leave me voicemail at 562-335-4956. And I will get back with you within 24 to 48 hours. Please be specific in where you need help or where you have suggestions or whatnot so I can take it seriously and definitely get back with you and give you the answers that you deserve. So having said that, I am totally sorry that the rest of the links went out. I have no idea what happened. However, I did have a BMI chart link in there that made it very easy for you to figure out where you're at. It was one from a doctor, and it definitely, you put in your height and your weight, and it told you where you were at. So having said all that, and if you want more, I can redo my transcript and put that in probably, or I can give it to you via email. Let me know, because being of assistance, being of help to you, and supporting you in your endeavor to achieve optimal health is absolutely my goal. So just to recap, we talked about a healthy mind and a healthy body and all the aspects that go with it. And I have referred you to go online and check for a BMI chart that's related to health and age and everything else and weight, and go from there. I'm looking forward to talking with you next week, next Thursday on January 19 at 11 a.m. again. And I do hope that nothing is going to go wrong with my transcript at that time. So you can just click on the links for your free gift, which I had a YouTube for you from a sixth grader who wrote a poem about health. So sorry, I will make up the next time, and I wish you a fabulous week. Take care.